Well, the switch to digital TV may have been pushed back until June 12th for most people, but the government wants you to know some things before your analog signals go dark. And joining us live now with more on this, Jane Norris with our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Substations are switching early, right?
Yeah, there are about 600 stations so far that have already switched. They took the original date of February 17th. But the FCC is allowing stations that want to do this to go ahead and make the switch. It can start April 16th. But they are warning that there are problems that have occurred in other markets where the switch has already taken place.
That begs the question, how are stations doing that have switched?
They logged quite a few calls. They logged 25,000 calls on the day after the switch and in ensuing days after, very high call volume to the FCC to try to, troubleshoot some problems. And what stations learned was that some viewers just didn't get the signal anymore because they were outside of the viewing pattern. This pattern's going to change. And so they're not picking up the signal. So people have to go back. They have to reconfigure their television sets. You know how you do that setup with your TV?
Right.
You have to do that again. You have to make sure you have a proper antenna. Some signals are switching, and so people may not have the right antenna. And then, of course, those all-important digital converter boxes.
Now, all that stuff that you just said you might have to do with this, switching on your TV
right.
and the right antenna, that's only if you don't have cable or satellite or something like that,
That's exactly right. But the people that they're really approaching with these problems are people that don't have cable or satellite that just get over-the-air broadcast television. So some of them just aren't getting TV reception at all whatsoever if they're just getting over-the-air signals with this new switchover.
Right. There's always radio.
There is always radio.
I was going to say, see how much better off we are.
And this isn't going to happen until June altogether, but you may see stations doing the switchover in April. If they do, they have to air primetime commercials.
Right.
Talking about these problems, and also have a walk-in problem-solving station that is manned by station personnel.
I wonder if anybody anticipated it would be this big a headache.
I don't think they did. I think they just thought they would flip the switch and people would automatically just be able to get the signal. But there's been, as in any switch, there's always problems.
That's true. Thanks, Jane. Appreciate it. Jane Norris from Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.